You're listening to Turbo Youth on Redshift with me, Jonathan Frischer.
And me, Ben Philibin.
On each podcast, we will share with you reviews of films, books, places and gadgets.
With challenges, jokes and homework tips along the way, this is a fun podcast to make your day.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Frischer. I'm 10 years old. I go to Weave Primary School in Nantwich. I love swimming and tennis. They're my main favourite sports. And I love anything to do with music. I live with a horrible, annoying teenage brother, my mum and my dad. And at the minute, for lockdown, I'm living with a dog, my neighbour's dog called George, and he is a golden retriever. And me and Ben have known each other since nursery, but we went to different schools. So, Ben, would you like to introduce you?
Yep. Thank you. My name's Ben Philibin, and I am 11 in a couple of weeks, and I go to St. Anne's Catholic Primary School. Me and Jonathan are hoping to get into, well, we've got the place at Brian Lee's for September and hoping we go in to Brian Lee's for September and not any later. So my hobbies are the violin. I love to paint, especially Spitfires and things like that. I love Lego and have a big interest in the RNLI. And every time I go to a station, I always look up and look and research about it afterwards.
So now you know a bit about us, let's tell you about our podcast, Turbo Youth on Redshift.
Yeah, so our podcast is called Turbo Youth, and we should be posting it on Spotify, hopefully. But in the meantime, we're just having fun during lockdown and, yeah, enjoying the company of each other on the podcast. We've been learning how to create a podcast with the help of my auntie Liz, who runs Redshift Online. During this podcast, we will share lots of fun and interesting features. Some will be the same each week. Some will be challenges for our listeners. Here's Jonathan to tell you about them.
So we will begin shortly with our first feature, What's Your Talent? More about that in a moment. Three of our regular features are Boys Bake Off, where we will challenge each other to make a recipe and have our families taste and score it. STEM Challenge. This is our weekly challenge to each other to do an experiment at home and feedback to our listeners about how it went. Film Review. We love our films and we'll be sharing our thoughts with you.
Thank you, Jonathan. We would like to invite our listeners to get involved with our challenges or reviews. Send your messages to studio@redshiftonline.org and put Ben and Jonathan into the subject field so it can be forwarded to us.
Now let's move on to our first feature.
What's Your Talent? Each week, we invite our listeners to tell us or show us their talents. This week, we will begin by sharing our talents. We both play the musical instruments, and during lockdown, we've kept up our practice.
So I'm having virtual clarinet lessons on Skype, and I think they're a great way of keeping up my practice because I might not have carried on practicing during the holidays if I didn't have anything to practice. And also, every night on YouTube, a choir master called Gareth Malone is running a choir called the Great British Home Chorus that I would really, really recommend. There's some really good songs. I'll give you two. We Are Family and I'm Still Standing by Elton John. So Ben, do you want to talk about your violin?
Yep. Thank you. So I have been learning the violin since I've been in year four, so about 3 years in come September. And I have enjoyed and loved the violin, even though my strings have been snapping recently because, I have had the same instrument for a good nearly 2 years, but it gets old and you have to replace them. But so my teacher I started with was called Mrs. Smith. And I had her with the whole class. So at St. Anne's, we have from year three up to year five, we have an instrument per year group. So year three would be drumming, year four violin and cello, and the year five group would be clarinet, not clarinet. the brass instruments, so like your trumpet, trombone and baritone. So, and then after I'd had my lessons with Miss Smith with the class, I carried on in September when I was in year five, and I had a lovely teacher called Mrs. Tice, and her daughter was a student at Brian Lee at St. Anne's at the time, and taught me for me and a few others for quite a while. I now have a Scottish teacher called Phoebe Rees, who's from the Love Music Trust, and she's been teaching me since September. And I've learnt Sheena Barn, which is a Scottish lullaby, and quite a lot of other pieces. So back to you, Jonathan.
So now we're going to take turns to play a piece. First one is Ben with on his violin, and this song is called Sheena Barn. I really enjoyed that, Ben. That was really, really nice. So I'm going to play my piece now on my clarinet, which is called The Pink Panther.
I really like Jonathan's. It was nice and it was jazzy. So
I like yours, Ben. Yours is really, really good.
Thank you.
Need practice, but.
Today we are going to be giving you tips on what to watch on Netflix. The Netflix series that we are reviewing today is a series of unfortunate events. Ben, would you like to say something about it?
Yeah, I really like it. I'd give it a 5-star review, personally.
I think it is a really good story. The plot is amazing. The kids are really funny. Sunny's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's really good. So basically, it's about these kids, three kids, two girls and a boy, and basically one day their parents die in a fire. And firstly, they go to this house that is owned by an evil person called Count Olaf. And they move out eventually, but everywhere they go, he manages to track them down in a disguise of some sort. And their parents are in this secret organisation that I won't tell you about. You can watch it and see the secret organisation that they're in is called. Ben, would you like to add anything to that?
Not much, but it's really good and it's gripping at times. Even my dad loved it. He watched the full series with us and told us off if we watched a video without him. So it's an American series that's fit for the whole family.
Yeah, it is. I agree with that. I watched all of it with my brother, I watched some with my parents, and everyone I watched it with really, really, really enjoyed it. So personally, I would definitely give it 5 stars. It's probably the best series that I've watched on Netflix, and it is PG, so it's definitely suitable for the whole family.
Now it is time for the STEM Challenge with STEM Ambassador Chris Ridge from Air Products. Over to you, Chris.
What's my job? So I work for a company called Air Products, and my office is based in Crewe, but we are an international company that supply industrial gases. And at the moment, everyone will probably see Air Products tankers at hospitals. We supply oxygen, medical oxygen, which help people breathe. And it's really important just now that oxygen is still available. So it's one of the big jobs. I'm a chemical engineer, graduated 12, 13 years ago. And I've been working at Air Products ever since in different roles. I've done design, I've done commissioning, which is starting up a new plant. And I've looked after old operating plants as well. My current role, I've moved into a more commercial side of things, but still keeping a bit of the technical knowledge, working with customers, any issues they have with their plants, and also a bit of the commercial side. I'm also a science ambassador for Air Products.
So what do you like most about your job?
It is very varied. Industrial gases isn't really something most people know about. So it's not just oxygen, there's also nitrogen, which goes into, for example, if you buy packaged food at the supermarket, there might be nitrogen in there to keep it fresh, because as soon as it's open to oxygen in the atmosphere, it goes off. We also supply helium, which is although used in balloons, but more importantly used in MRI scanners. We also supply carbon dioxide, which is put into carbonated drinks, in the brewing industry, and a lot of other applications. So there's such a variety of products and variety of customers. We don't just have one customer we supply. It can be anything from the steel industry to oil and gas, mm-hmm. to the food industry, welding. There's a whole host of different industries. So the variety of it, and I really don't know what I'm going to be doing each day at work. Something can really come out of left field and you have to deal with it quite urgently. So those kind of things are really interesting.
Yeah.
So how are you working now during lockdown?
So I'm working from home, like a lot of people, which is challenging. I think when you first say you'll be working from home for a few weeks, you think, oh, that'll be nice. But after a while, you get sick of the same four walls. But it's working okay. I mean, thankfully, I'm okay. And I am still working, so I take that as a positive. But
yeah,
you know, I've got my laptop. I managed to take my computer screen from the office, and apart from a dodgy broadband connection every now and again, it's working okay.
We're going to do a STEM challenge every week. So how are you going to get involved in that?
Well, I mean, I think it's excellent you guys are doing a STEM challenge. I think while we are in lockdown and people are at home, it's important that we still have that practical side to STEM rather than just reading textbooks. So I think it's really important. Also, Air Products, I'm a science ambassador. So that means every now and again, I go out to schools, we do different experiments, different demonstrations, mm-hmm. And set different challenges for schools. the big one that we do is because we produce liquid nitrogen. We take liquid nitrogen to schools and we play around with that. So we'll freeze flowers or, you know, freeze different things and show what the effect of temperature has on different materials. Now, I don't think setting liquid nitrogen challenges is going to be possible in lockdown.
No.
You'll find it very difficult to get your hands on some.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to each week set you a different challenge. It'll be good if you guys can do and your listeners can do. And then the next week we'll talk a little bit about why it works, you know, what the science is behind the experiment. And then I'll set another one for the next week. So if you guys are okay with that, I think that would be a good way to keep STEM in everyone's minds during this lockdown.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. So what schools do you go to? Are they nearby schools or?
Yep. So personally, I'll go to a lot of the nearby schools. I usually go to the secondary schools, but we do go to any school. So, if any of the schools are interested, then I'm going to say if they contact Redshift, and then they can pass your details on to the correct people in our product. Once we're at this and we're back to normal, we'll be back on the road. We'll be doing our demonstrations, but we do them all around the country. So because we have offices all over the country, my colleagues and down in Surrey, up in Scotland, Hull, you know, everywhere, they'll go out to the schools and do the demonstrations. And also I see on social media, our colleagues in the US going out and doing their demonstrations in Asia. It really is a worldwide thing.
Yeah, so.
Hey guys, Chris Ridge from Air Products to set you your next STEM challenge. And this one is the balloon hovercraft. Now, hovercrafts are fantastic vehicles because they can glide over pretty much any flat surface. They're amphibious because they can operate both on land and water. They work by riding on a cushion of air. So the air cushion is created by fans at the back of the hovercraft, and then a skirt underneath the hovercraft traps all that air, causing it to rise with that air underneath it. Hovercrafts can go places that cars, trucks and boats can't. That includes dangerous, hard-to-reach places like frozen fields, swamps and fast-moving rivers. They're used by military, rescue teams, explorers, even tour guides and land surveyors, among lots of other different people. However, I don't think you'd quite be able to make one of those at home, so what we're going to make is a balloon hovercraft. All you're going to need is a compact disc or a CD. Don't know what one of those is? Ask your parents, they should know. A pop top cap from a water bottle or soap, like fairy liquid if it's got pop top, or fruit shoot or something like that. A balloon and a glue gun. Now, I've never tried this before with super glue, but you could give it a go with super glue, but we know that a glue gun will work. So, first of all, use the glue gun to glue the bottle cap over the centre hole of the CD. So make sure that the cap is over that hole. So when you open up the top, the air will be able to get down through the CD hole. Push the pop top cap closed, and blow up the balloon. Then hold the balloon so no air escapes, but do not tie it. You might need someone to help you with this because there's quite a fiddly bit of work to do here. Then stretch the mouth of the balloon over the bottle cap, and then it's ready to go. Now, when you release it, because the bottle cap, but the pop top should be closed, then the air should stay in the balloon. Now, all you need to do is make sure the balloon is standing up and up straight and is centre. Then, putting the hovercraft on the surface you want to try riding it on. So I'd advise a table or perhaps the floor. Then lift the pop top, nudge it along, and the hovercraft should start floating along on a cushion of air. Give it a go, see what happens, and guys, let me know how the experiment works next week.
Now it is time for
the Boys Bake Off, where we will challenge each other to make a recipe and have our families taste it and score it. I'm with my mum and I'm asking her how many points she would give me for how clean the kitchen was after I made my blueberry cheesecake. So, Mum, how many points?
I'd give you 3 out of 3 for how clean it was. It didn't even look as though anybody had been doing any baking or cooking. It was so clean.
Thanks. So that was 3 points for how clean the kitchen was. So I'm also going to ask my mum how many points she would give me for flavour of my blueberry cheesecake. So how many points would you give me for flavour of my cheesecake?
I'd give you 3 points out of 3 for the flavour. It was really delicious.
Thanks. Is there anything else you would like to add to that?
Yes. I thought the blueberry flavour was really nice and it went very well with the flavour of the crunchy biscuits underneath, and it had a lovely texture as well.
Okay, thank you. So that's 3 points for flavour of my blueberry cheesecake. Here I am with Mummy and I'm going to ask her what she thought out of 3 points she would give me on the taste of the cheesecake.
Well, Ben, the taste of the cheesecake was delicious. It was lemon and the mixture with ginger biscuits was scrumptious.
Is there anything else you'd like to add on that?
It's a shame there wasn't enough of it, because I would have eaten more.
So what would you give it out of 3 points?
Oh, 3.
Thank you. What would you rate the kitchen cleanliness of the cheesecake?
Well, Ben, you did quite a good job washing up. Maybe 2. And then I put my magic touch and it gave it a 3.
Thank you. Hi, I'm now with my dad and I'm going to ask him what his favourite gadget is. So, hi Dad, what is your favourite gadget?
Well, I've got a lot of gadgets that I like, but probably my favourite one is my MP3 player.
Why do you like your MP3 player?
Because when I go out running, I like to listen to interesting programmes about science and documentaries and books and things like that.
And last question, why couldn't you live without it?
Because I wouldn't like to go running without listening to interesting programs, and I've run thousands of miles and I've learned so much by listening to my programs on my MP3 player.
Thanks for that, Dad. So his favorite gadget is an MP3 player. Hi, I'm with my mum and I'm going to ask her what her favourite gadget is. So hi mum, what's your favourite gadget?
Hi, my favourite gadget's my Kindle.
And why is that? Why do you like your Kindle so much?
I like my Kindle because it keeps the house tidy. We don't have to have lots of books lying around.
And why couldn't you live without your Kindle?
I couldn't live without it because I've got so used to having it wherever I am, whether I'm on the train, on the bus, on the beach. It's really a good tool to have.
Thank you for that. So my mum's favourite gadget is a Kindle.
I do like my cooker. And can I squeeze one other one in? The radio.
So why do you like both of them so much?
Because they are both my escape from crazy house and busy life being a mum. I love my cooker because I like cooking and baking and creating things, and I have to listen to music. I can't not listen to music.
So do you have anything that you'd use mostly with the oven or with the radio?
I like baking with you and James and teaching you how to make cakes.
maybe dancing around the kitchen and listening to a bit of George Ezra.
Okay, so thank you very much for spending your time to review your favourites. So, yeah, we'll follow up on that a few weeks and see if anything's changed. So, thank you.
Bye-bye.
So, Daddy, what is your favourite device or technology thing?
My favourite thing in the world is an XP ORX metal detector.
And why do you like that so much?
I like it because I can find coins history under the ground.
So do you have anything else that is related to the metal detector?
Yeah, I've got my spade for digging. I've got my pinpointer, which you have the detector finds the item, then you've got a pinpointer which pinpoints exactly where it is in the ground.
Okay, so do you have any books that you use to follow up on the things you find?
Yeah, I've got coin books, finds books, so different things that have been found. A lot of stuff you find is horse related. You know, I've been in the plough fields and found a lot of coins, buttons, and musket balls.
So when was the last time you went out?
Before lockdown?
Yeah. So what is your favourite thing that you found so far?
I found a saddle pommel. So the bit on the saddle that you hold on to with your hand, I found a metal one of them.
What's your most recent thing that you found? So before lockdown, what was the latest thing?
Silver hammered. It's a 1562 silver hammered Elizabeth I silver coin, sixpence I think it was. Lovely thing, very nice.
Well, thank you very much for sparing your time to talk.
No problem.
So, thank you. We'll follow that up in a couple of weeks or so. And yeah.
Thank you for listening to Turbo Youth with me, Ben Philibin.
And me, Jonathan Frischer. Send your messages to studio@redshiftonline.org and put Turbo Youth in the subject field.
Bye for now.
Bye.